Hello, my loves. It is Lala Kent.
With Randall, we are back.
Well, you're back. Well,
that's what I mean. When I say we're back, it means I'm back because everything's about me.
I love it. Last week, yeah. If you guys didn't catch last week's episode, I co-hosted with Gigi Gorgeous and her husband, Nat Sketty. And I will say it was one of my most favorite podcasts. I say that a lot.
I was going to say that. I didn't want to bust the bubble.
But I really liked this one because I didn't curse a lot.
That's shocking.
I know. And I just felt like very calm. It was still entertaining, but I felt like I was holding it down. And, you know, Nats was very open and honest. Gigi obviously makes me laugh my ass off. So it was like all the feels.
Well, I love them both. And Gigi, she came to your event and I had told her I listened to the podcast and she crushes it. And I was really, really grateful that she stepped in and Nat stepped in and did what they did for me as I was out of town. So
100%.
But I do want to say, you do say every podcast is your favorite, but that's great because it's your podcast. So if every episode wasn't your favorite, you shouldn't be doing this. So
that's true.
It kind of is a contradiction.
But I felt like I was really good. I felt like I was good that podcast.
Hold on.
I like rarely cuss.
Okay, hold on. Do you hear what you just said? I felt like I was really good. Tell me when you think you're not good. Give me an example.
You know what? I would never tell anyone when I think I'm not good.
That's my point.
I put on this like armor when I feel like I fuck up and I didn't do great. And I just pretend to the world like I felt I did great, you know?
Right. So that's my point.
But in real life?
No, I know in real life.
The guest was epic. We were engaging. We were laughing. We got serious. We had tears. It was just, we were fucking shit up in the best way possible.
Shit up?
We were fucking shit up, yeah.
Okay.
It was awesome.
Well, I do think I listened to it and I really thought it was epic. And I think that was very kind of them to step in and do what they did. And then she came out and supported your event, which was awesome. Your Give Them Beauty line, launching the skincare. So, I mean, you guys just were in it last week. You had a big week last week.
I did. It was the first party I've ever thrown for Give Them Lala. And we had it for the beauty line. And we, you know, showed off our skincare. So it was pretty badass. And, you know, to top it all off, we are going on tour.
We got to get right into that because here's the thing. I got to tell you something. Going on tour is just so major for us. First of all, getting you out of the house is a big deal. So the fact that you agreed to get out of the house and travel around the country, cool as shit. So I want to thank the touring company for coming up with this idea because she won't leave the fucking house to go anywhere. So the fact that you're willing to do this is just, I just know how excited you are to meet all your fans in person. I know that you, Lala, are going to just evolve. You're going to show up in these cities, Austin, Dallas, Houston, New Orleans, Fort Lauderdale, Clearwater, Orlando, and Atlanta. And I know you are just going to thrive.
I feel like I'm going to thrive.
I really mean that. I'm not even joking. I'm being serious about this. You know, people don't know this. Your fans don't know this, but I do. You, to get you out of the house is a lot.
Yeah.
But when you get out of the house, you thrive at the highest level. So I feel like this is such an epic moment for you, like to meet everybody, to see people in person, to talk. You know, I actually, you don't even know this, Lala, because we just started rehearsing for the show.
Tell me.
But I came up with a segment. I shouldn't even share it, but I'm going to anyway.
Oh, Lord, have mercy. Yep. All right. What's the segment, baby? Tell us.
No, the segment is this. I can't say the name of the segment because I don't want to give away our show.
You just said.
But there's a segment where during the segment that I'm doing on the stage, you're sitting in the audience with your fans.
Wow.
The entire segment.
I love a segment.
Moving around.
A segment.
Moving around.
Dig it.
Right. So I just came up with that.
Can I travel the audience? Can I be in the audience with a mic?
Yes. That's what it is. That's what I mean.
Because here's the thing, y'all. Going on tour is dope, right? It is Give Them Lala with Randall live. I get to meet you guys in person, blah, blah, blah. But like, I'm trying to fuck with y'all. Like, I want to be in the whole point of this is to be interactive with people who, you know, are really down for me. They're like coming out to see us bump our gums. And I feel like that's amazing.
And by the way, we've created this show for your fans and my five fans, your fans, to be interactive. We're going to have people on stage. We're going to have game shows. We're going to have crazy shit going on.
Right. We're going to have like the behind the scenes stories. Everything is obviously going to be super unfiltered because I don't know any other way. It's interactive. So we'll have like games that we're going to do. I definitely want fan advice. Like I need the audience to give me advice, you know?
Yeah, I agree.
I want to do like the Q&A and...
trivia games. Lots of trivia games.
Trivia games.
With the fans. We're going to have a lot of giveaways during the show. It's going to be epic.
Oh my God, I love a good giveaway. And you guys, we have just confirmed that James Kennedy will be joining us for all... yes, that's what's up. For all the Texas dates. And we have Jackson Brittany joining for all of the Florida dates.
And we are holding back. We're working on one or two other special guests for the New Orleans and Atlanta dates. So we haven't confirmed them yet, but we'll probably have that announced.
Well, the second they're confirmed, I'm putting that shit all over my gram and blasting it all over the podcast.
Okay, there you go.
What is your most, like, what are you most excited for about the tour?
A good hotel room.
Really?
No, I'm kidding. I
was like, weird, but
no,
okay.
No, honestly, what I think I'm most excited about, to be honest, is meeting your fans because, you know, I meet them, you know, I travel a lot for work and making films, and I meet a lot of your fans. Like you don't meet as many of your fans, I think, as I meet because I'm on the road a lot.
Well, I don't leave the house really.
Correct. So yeah. So for me, what's exciting, and I really mean this, is to see, I'm going to tell you, okay, the thing I'm most excited about is this, to see you with your fans, because I know how much you love them and how interactive you're going to get to be with them. And I think you're just going to be, you just, like I said, you thrive. Like you love people that are supportive of you. And I think having your own show is just really, really exciting. And I can't wait to just be there and watch it all unfold. That's
aww,
it.
I was, yeah. I'm, thank you, baby. I'm most excited, number one, to meet people who have supported me through my hot mess moments to my, you know, more like clean cut moments.
Yeah.
And obviously to be with you.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you travel a lot and this will be like a really great experience for us to have together.
I agree. And Ocean will be there.
Ocean will be there.
Oh, yeah. And by the way, people don't know this, but I'm going to break it right now on the air. The third cast member of the Give Them Lala with Randall tour, we just added to the show Ocean Kent Emmett. Will be on stage.
The real star. The only star in my eyes. Yes. Give them claps. Okay.
Right. So again, she'll only be on the stage for about 10 seconds, but she'll be there. There we go.
But she's the real star.
Of course.
I look at her and I'm like, you're such a star. Like yesterday, we did a Give Them Lala Baby shoot. So Give Them Lala Baby is my newest line to the brand. And she was tired, but you should have seen her. I was like, you can't nap yet, babe. Like, we got to get the shot. So we put her in. You know, she was like kind of having a little, like, I don't want to do it. The second the camera like went up, smiles. She is a fucking star.
Wow.
I know.
Wow, you are.
So I'm such, like, I'm a stage mom. Anyway, again, you guys, Give Them Lala with Randall Live is coming to your city or a city near you. We are hitting up Austin, Dallas, Houston, New Orleans, Fort Lauderdale, Clearwater, Orlando, and Atlanta. You can go and buy tickets right now at givethemlive.com. I can't wait to meet you.
Let's do it.
Let's do the damn thing.
All right, we're going to take a break real quick. Come right back with a lot more exciting stuff.
So I have two game changers to share with you when it comes to upping your glam game. I am totally obsessed with Impress No Glue Manis and Impress Press-On False Eyelashes because I'm very into just easy right now, and anyone can do it. You are going to love them just as much as I do. Both require zero glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes. There's also no annoying dry time. And the best part, zero mess. One step and you're done. The lash style options are endless, and there are so many on-trend nails to choose from. Impress, No Glue Manis, and Press-On Falsies are the easiest and fastest way to upgrade your look in just minutes. The Press-On Falsies have a unique under-lash application for a totally seamless look, and are made with an exclusive self-stick technology that keeps them secure for up to 24 hours. The Impress Manis have a patented super hold adhesive for up to 7 days secure hold, and that's perfect for all of you busy mamas out there who don't have a lot of time to spend on glam but want to look your best. I completely get it. Impress No Glue Manis and Impress No Glue Press-On Falsies are absolutely a beauty must. You need to try them right now, so get yours today at impressbeauty.com/Lala and use code Lala at checkout for 25% off Impress Manicure and Press-On Falsies. That's impressbeauty.com/Lala and use code Lala at checkout for 25% off. Here's what I love about doing a podcast. It doesn't really require any glam, like at all. I can podcast in comfort, and for me, that means wearing my new favorite, super soft Quince cashmere tee. Thanks to Quince, I've got a lineup of timeless, comfortable pieces that keep me looking so chic summer after summer. Quince has premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts starting at $30. You can find silk tops, 14-karat jewelry, and so much more. And this is my favorite part. All Quince items are 50 to 80% less than many similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes all of those savings on to us. And don't get me started on their towels. I have the Quince waffle towels at the Palm Springs house. I have them in white and they are so soft. So get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/Lala for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/Lala to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/Lala.
We're back, bitches. Do you like when I go into that deep voice?
I like the voice. I don't like the bitches.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but I'm older, so I don't know.
Oh, please. You love a good bitch word.
I don't know about that.
Really?
I don't know.
I kind of dig it.
Talk to us, because we haven't heard from you in a while. Spill us some tea.
Ooh, what kind of tea do you want spilled? A little English breakfast, a little chamomile, whatever you want. I got it piping hot for you, baby.
Well, I think that your fans, I think it's out there pretty good right now that you're back on your show. You've been filming.
We're actually almost done, and the season will air in the fall. Like, they're getting it out.
Yeah, which is exciting. I think your show's coming out in the fall. It is coming out in the fall.
Mm-hmm.
You've been filming for months now. How does it... let's pretend you're the guest. Not okay. The guest host. You gotta be the guest of the co-host.
Okay. Yeah,
not the co-host, but the guest today. People have to understand that I'm having a rough... It's a rough day for me today because...
Tell everyone why. I know why. Because I've heard about it for 2 days and I'm sympathetic.
Yeah, I don't think you are.
Get it.
I don't think you are.
Here's the thing.
I don't think you are.
I am.
First of all, why don't you tell people what happened and then you can like let them have empathy.
Randall got sick.
I had the flu and I had a fever and I went to the emergency room because I couldn't keep anything down and I was worried about dehydration. And I was very concerned and I isolated myself in the house, right, away from Ocean and away from Lala because I didn't want, of course, get anybody sick. And I wanted to go get checked to make sure everything was okay. And I did. And then, my fever broke. And it's been a rough 2 days. Anyway.
If you guys were in my household for the past 48 hours, it was like Randall was going to die. And here's the thing.
Hold on.
I'm sure it felt that way.
But that's what it
felt
like.
However, Randall doesn't even know what a vegetable is. Okay. And for me, I am all about, like, if I feel sick, I don't say, gotta go to the doctor. Doctor, last fucking resort. I am about the sleep. I up my vitamins. I am all about like the holistic shit before I enter a doctor's office to like put me on something. Okay. I don't knock on wood. I have not been on an antibiotic since I was a child. Okay. So for me, when Randall got sick, I was like, gotta bring in the elderberry, gotta bring in the tea, gotta bring in the Vicks vapor rub.
Okay, let me weigh in here. I get it.
He wanted the emergency room, so I said, all right, see you later.
Okay, first of all, a lot of people would say that was not a lot of empathy there. Where was the empathy part of that?
Me making you a vitamin cocktail.
Okay, so I thought I was gonna die. When I say die, I really was in by the way, it takes a lot to, let me just have a second here.
Okay.
It takes a lot to put me down where I can't get out of bed, where I can't literally walk. So you got to understand, when that happens to me, I get very freaked out because I'm kind of a go-getter. Let's go, go. I can move. I can travel. I can deal with high amounts of stress. So when something like this hits me and I have a fever and I'm really not doing well, I do get freaked out. It doesn't happen a lot. It happens once every 4 or 5 years, maybe. And so I was a little concerned and I went and got checked up. When I got home, Lala did present me with a vitamin concoction.
Yep.
I took it because I think I was too delirious to argue with her. And then I got some soup and a potato knish.
Correct. So if that is not me being sympathetic to your condition, I don't know what is.
I think a cold rag to the head would have been okay too.
Oh, please. Enough. He's really trying to turn me into a housewife.
Anyway, so I came out of this weekend. It was a long weekend. But here's what I like to do. I'd like to, you be the guest for a second.
Okay.
And I do think, I don't know why we went off like that, but I just wanted people to have some sympathy for me. But okay, having said that, you're filming Vanderpump. You've been filming for 3 months. I have watched you film for 3 months. I have filmed alongside you a little bit. And then many times I'm at home after work and waiting for you to come home from filming.
Wait, you have a real job? Yes. That's weird.
So I'm at home while you're filming a lot of time. And when you come home, there's a lot of weight with you. Sometimes you're emotionally, you know, upset or you're stressed or things happen that happened in those moments. Is there anything this season? It doesn't have to be specific because I know that Bravo and Evolution would never want you to talk about that. But do you feel that since you guys have been not filming for 2 years, it's heavier this season? Well, hold on, or easier or the same? I think that's an interesting question for people.
Well, for me, I was usually pretty good at separating myself. Like, even though we are filming real life, if you take it home with you, you know, you're going to obsess and you're going to put yourself into a very dark hole. And this is the first year, now that we're almost wrapped, I'm finally like getting back into that zone. But the first little while, things that would happen within the group, it was just like a torture chamber. And then, you know, I go home and it's not just me that I have to sit with. You know, I have a baby that I don't want her to feel my energy.
The stress,
you know, she's turning 4 months now. But at the beginning, you know, she was pretty brand new. And I didn't want to pass any of my like obsessions to her, like the stress, the anxiety. So luckily I knew like I had to leave it at the door. The second that baby came into my arms, it was like, nope, no longer. You can't worry about it. It happened. We'll pick it back up tomorrow. But just like interacting with people, you know, I haven't really interacted with anybody.
Right.
During the pandemic, and I for damn sure haven't had any confrontation.
Right.
So this was just like
that's what I thought. Right. So it's like because we were in a pandemic, because the world was kind of isolated and shut down and everybody was very empathetic to everybody, like we all were trying to look out for one another and take care of our own families, you feel that going back into this world was probably even more intense.
It was very intense. It is intense, you know? And at the end of the day, like, I know that this is what I signed up for. I know that these are conversations that have to be had, but I definitely don't want to take them home with me. You know, when I walk into my bedroom, I want to be able to like turn on Housewives and just disconnect. So I'm getting better now.
But you feel the first like month or two of shooting, you were struggling.
Oh my God. Beyond. Yeah, I was so affected. Like any confrontation, you know, usually when people are coming for me.
Yeah.
It's like you picked the wrong motherfucker. Right. You know, I'm not the one. It's still that way, but I tend to feel it now when I walk into my home.
Where versus usually you could isolate it.
Oh my God. Usually I'd come for someone, I'd be like, fuck this. I'm getting in my car and it's left there. So I would say that was the biggest thing, you know?
Right.
And it also is very difficult. You know, my best friends who, even though we were on the show together, like those were my best friends off the show.
So I think that brings me to my next question, which I was going to get to. How is it, you know, you have a lot of the same cast,
mm-hmm.
most of the same cast.
Right.
And then you have people who didn't return
right.
For various reasons. how does that play in? Because the people that didn't return were, you were closer to than a lot of them that did return, I think is fair to say.
The ones that returned, you know, I can't say that I'm, that I was close to really at all. You know, like we were friends. We are friends.
Right.
But the people who didn't return besides Katie, like those were my ride or dies, and they would call me out and they would shed light on things that I wasn't quite understanding, like why people were turned off at me and by me in certain moments.
Oh, so they gave you perspective.
They gave me perspective. They offered me guidance. They offered me, you know, support. 100% support. And that's gone. I have Katie. And granted, walking into it, I was like, what is this going to be like? It's brand new. And I will say, like, everyone really stepped up to the plate, and we've made a really great TV show, and it's deep rooted, and I feel like we got back to the core. So
let's stay on that for a second, because I think that staying, that you got back to the core, is big, because that's something that I hear you say and a lot of your cast members have said to me, that this season is like the beginning. It's like so real and so raw and so pure, in the sense that you guys are just like, feel like you're kind of back to the beginning of your roots on the show. Is that fair to say? I don't know.
It's fair to say, because the group, when we entered, or when I entered season four, you know, I was super tight with people that I was then not tight with anymore. And I became tight with the group that I wasn't tight with in the beginning. And now it's allowed me this season to like remember these friendships and how it started and why we're here. And, you know, I do this thing, Rand, which you know me better than anybody. I don't realize how badly my mouth affects people, like the things that I say, because in those moments, it's like, I'm going to make you feel the pain that you have made me feel, but 100 times worse. Just watch me cut you down with my words. And, you know, I kind of shake words off pretty quickly. You drop an I'm sorry, and like I literally forgive and forget. So when someone says like, what have I done to you? I'm like, I literally can't remember, because the second we made up, I forgot. Like, so now we're digging up all of this shit that has not been spoken about for a really long time. And I think that the show is going to be fucking amazing. And we have babies. Who doesn't love babies? You know?
You should be the advertising department for Vanderpump.
Should I?
Okay. I really like that. And Law, you know what I like about that? You really shed insight, because I think that I don't think you see it, but I think you have friendships on the show now that you used to have that are kind of recreated. And I think that's exciting.
I definitely would not deny that at all.
Yeah, I think you're a little harsh sometimes, but on just different things. And I think that it's nice to see you evolve with your other cast members. And I think that you guys have done something really special, all of you. And I just want to say something. People forget. I tell Lisa Vanderpump this all the time. 9 years of filming a TV show is unreal.
It's incredible.
It's unreal. So I take my hat off to all the cast members and all the creators.
Well, can I tell you this? If everybody's story was interesting, they would be handing out camera crews to everybody. So when people say like, oh, she's just, not me, but just about anybody, oh, they're just a reality TV personality, bitch, I'm going to put a camera on you, and I want you to be yourself and be just interesting enough for me to give you 9 seasons.
And that is giving them Lala.
And there it is.
Which brings us to one of my favorite segments on the podcast.
What is it?
How well do you know your own fucking show?
Oh, again?
No, just you on the trivia question. Are you ready?
All right.
You were against Katie before. This is you by yourself. You have to get all 5 answers right. Lala Kent.
All right, I'm ready.
What year did Vanderpump Rules first air? Easy question. If you can't get this, I really might have to take you off the show.
2011?
That's wrong. I'll give you one more option.
2012?
That's wrong too.
2010?
That's all. All 3 are wrong. Oh my God. When we go on tour, I just want to tell everybody this. How well do you know Vanderpump?
Is
a segment on our tour. And I want to tell you people, all of
2009?
Our fans, all of your fans, we are doing huge giveaways. Do you see how bad Lala is? All you have to do is know some basic shit and you will beat Lala.
Wait, what is it? 2009?
Okay, that's 4 wrong answers. Oh my God, you're so bad.
What is it?
It's 2013. I'm so mortified. I'm going to end up giving away a private jet on this tour.
Oh my God. Okay. Damn. Okay. Sorry.
okay, I'm gonna give you A, B, or C, or D, because I'm mortified.
Okay.
What month, when it first aired, did it air? A, February. B, March. C, June. D, January.
January.
That's right. Wow.
Really?
Thank God. I'd have to cancel the segment on Twitter.
I would have never guessed that if you didn't give me A, B, C, D.
Do you know that I would have I would have canceled this segment on the tour? Because we'll end up giving away so much shit because you ain't ever going to get a question.
No, never.
Okay.
This is all stuff before I came on, okay. And I didn't know. Whatever. Keep going. What's the next question?
What do you just keep going? I mean, who doesn't know what year your own show started?
I came in like season 4, like 2014 or something. I can't even remember that. Okay, keep going. I don't know. I have no idea.
Well, that brings us to season 4. Your season, the one that you just basically said, the reason you don't know anything else about Vanderpump is because it wasn't about you. That is a Give Them Lala answer. So here we go. Okay. Let's pretend we're on tour and I'm giving away some other shit again.
Okay.
You have a fan sitting opposite you.
Okay.
They're staring you in the eyes, hungry to win that prize.
Okay.
And you need to deliver so I don't have to give everything away.
Okay.
In what year, Lala Kent, did you first appear on Vanderpump Rules?
2014.
That's it. I quit.
When did I appear?
I quit. No, I quit.
2013.
I'm not going on.
2015. 2013, right? What is it?
You've said every year known to mankind.
I've listed three. Are any of them right?
Lala, give me one answer.
2013, and I'm sticking with it.
Absolutely wrong.
Really? What is it?
2015. I am telling all of your fans right now, all you have to do is brush up on basics and you're going to beat Lala.
Wow. 2015. That seems...
The year that changed your life.
Yeah. Okay. I should remember that.
Okay, now here's the last question. I won't play this anymore. We're going to have to do a refresher.
I literally got one right so far.
We're going to have to do a refresher.
Okay, go.
Me go? I'm petrified to go right now.
Tell me, what's the next one?
Lala.
Yes.
What month did your show... The first season you were on.
November.
That is right.
Hey, we're going out on a high note. Let's take a break. We'll be right back. I'm 2 for 2.
You're not 2 for anything. You're 2 for 4.
I got 50%. We'll be right back.
I have been very transparent with you guys about my hair struggles between the pregnancy hormones and bleaching it all the time. I have been having some serious hair issues. And now with baby number 2 on the way, I'm already being proactive about my hair thanks to Nutrafol. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster growing hair with less shedding. And I am definitely one of those people. Nutrafol supports healthy hair growth from within by targeting the root causes of thinning, which are stress, hormones, environment, nutrition, lifestyle, and metabolism. You can take the Nutrafol Hair Wellness Quiz on Nutrafol.com for a personalized hair health plan based on your specific root causes. Because I know we are all different and we're on different hair journeys. Nutrafol makes building a hair growth routine super easy. Purchase online, no prescription required. You get free shipping and automatic deliveries so that you never miss a day. And you'll see results in 3 to 6 months. So take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering Give Them Lala listeners $10 off your first month's subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter promo code LALA. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, promo code LALA. That's Nutrafol.com, promo code LALA.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.
We are back. I cannot believe that I don't know a lot of shit about the show that I'm on. But that's great for you guys, because if you come to the Give Them Lala with Randall live tour, you'll probably beat me in the trivia games and you'll win a bunch of shit. So good for you guys. All right, so...
You know what? I'm going to make sure that for the prizes for the Give Them Lala trivia game is all Give Them Lala beauty. So it doesn't cost me anything.
Okay. That's a good idea, babe. I love that idea, actually.
Seriously. Yeah, but the prizes for the trivia part that I'm going to give, you're going to have to know some shit.
Okay. I'll know some shit. I need to do my homework. So you guys do your homework, I'll do mine, and we'll see you at Give Them Lala with Randall live. Okay, guess what we have that is back? Voicemails.
Oh, I love voicemails.
Voicemails. If you guys didn't know, we take your questions. All you have to do is dial 866-LALA-POD, leave us a voicemail, and we will answer your questions and your comments or your concerns. I don't know, whatever you want to leave. Okay.
Hi, Lala. Hi, Randall. My name is Jess. I'm from Georgia. I love the podcast. Love Vanderpump Rules. My question is actually for Rand. So how do you feel that your life on a reality TV show has changed, like, day to day, like, how you're looked at in public? There's people come running up to you and want to say hey and take pictures. And also, do you see yourself becoming a regular cast member on Vanderpump Rules? And then I also wanted to ask Lala, how are things going with your music career? Are you still collaborating with James in different aspects? Are you staying in the same studio with the same producers and stuff? So I love you guys so much. Bye.
Well, that's a good question. How's my life changed? I think that people definitely recognize me more than I ever thought that they would. So I think that's a shock. Like, if one person recognizes me, that's more than they would, because nobody recognized me before. And I've been a behind the scenes person my whole life making films. So it's definitely changed, you know, to a certain degree. I'll be out somewhere with my kids and they'll come up to me, or I'll be in Florida with my mother walking through the mall and somebody will come up and ask to take a picture. So I had to get used to that part of it. I think that was something I was not prepared for. In terms of being on as a regular cast member, I don't think I'll ever be a regular cast member. I think that it's probably expected of me by Lala to appear, you know, as much as I am available to appear. I think that's probably a fair assessment.
Yeah, I mean, I signed up for a show that is my entire life. You obviously did not, but it's nice for me to be able to show, like, what goes on in my regular life when I'm not hanging out with my friends who are a part of the show. You know, I come home and I have a fiance, I have a kid now. So I think it would be unnatural to not show you at all.
Well, and I also think now having the baby, it definitely has to, it will definitely be included more, because there's a natural synergy, because I'm, you know, Ocean's father and
you
know.
Are? What? I had no idea.
I'm trying to
she
answer.
She just appeared one day.
I'm trying to answer the question. Anyway, the bottom line is I'll never be a regular cast member, but at the same time, I always support everything Lala does, and Lala has asked me.
That's true.
Lala has asked me for many years to support her show, and I do that when she needs me there, and so that's what I do.
Yes, I will say there was a time that we were at the Atlanta airport, and Randall had a power hat on, and we were just like, you know, the power hat was just like, no big deal, whatever, it's a hat. And we were talking, and I was like, no one even knows who you are. Like, we were joking around.
Oh, my God, I remember this.
And literally, it was like out of a movie. This guy walks
it's
up,
true.
And he's like,
true.
Hey, and I think he's like going to say something to me, right? Because I'm fucking
this is
Lala.
This is early on. This is like the first year.
But this question made me think of it. And he like rolls up to us, and then he looks directly at Randall, and he's like, I love your shows and movies.
Yeah.
Power is one of my favorite shows. And I was like, oh my God, did you pay this person to literally come up right this second? Like, what are the fucking chances? So you, even though you say no one would write, like people fuck with you pretty hard.
No, but the thing is people knew my work, so to speak. And I had people that knew of me or my work, but different today, like people that are not film buffs or TV buffs come up that are,
it's like a new fan base.
Yeah, or say more of a real fan base that are, you know. But I don't know. It's always been awkward for me. I think I try to be really nice when people come up because I would never want somebody to like say, oh, I wouldn't take a picture with you or something like that. But it's just different. It's just something I was never prepared for. I think, you know, I'm 50 years old. I was never prepared for anybody to know who I am outside of my own industry. And
right.
That was a new kind of thing. But like Lala says,
you're welcome.
No, that's not the part.
Oh, what do I say?
No, it's just something you have to just kind of like, you know, get used to a little bit.
Right. And then for my question, my music career, let's not get carried away. I don't know that it's a career. It's more of a hobby that I enjoy doing. However,
but you're good at it though.
I enjoy it. Like when I'm in a studio, especially with James, like I just have a good time. You know, it's like, I know that I'm not going to turn into Britney Spears or Halsey, but it's like, I have fun. So fuck it. Let's just do it. Let's make music just because I like doing it. And I will say that Boy, my single from back in the day, that did hit number one on iTunes for EDM.
I know that.
No big deal. It sent me to Paris, which was pretty awesome. You know, I got to just like have a splurge shopping spree due to what we made off of the song Boy. So a career, not so much. But hobby is what I would like to call it.
I would like to see you do more music because you really are passionate about that and you're good at it. And I think once the show wraps in a month or so, I think you should go back with James and do another song.
I feel like my creative juices are kind of shot right now. Like all my extra energy and juice literally goes to ocean.
Do you know what I'd like to see?
What?
I'd like to see on the dates that James is there, you guys perform a song.
I could definitely fuck with that.
I think you guys should.
I'm going to talk to him about it. Okay. All right. Next voicemail.
Hi, Lala. Hi, Randall. Love you guys so much and already loved this podcast. I think it's awesome that you guys are willing to share an insight into your lives. So I have a question for both of you. How do you guys stay so grounded as a couple, being in the spotlight like you are and living the lifestyle that you have? How do you guys stay grounded and really connect with each other on that deeper level with all of that?
Ooh, I love that question.
That's a really good one.
Well, I mean, I will say relationships are not easy and they're a lot of work, and our relationship is not exempt from that work. I think that sometimes from the outside, everything looks like a really pretty picture, but there are things that Rand and I have to work on regularly.
I think very good point. I think people don't realize that just because you have a certain, whatever you've achieved in your life or whatever, or you have a spotlight on you like you do, I think that people realize that we still are human beings that are in a relationship like everybody else in the world, and we have to continually work at that and make sure that we put each other first so that our relationship stays healthy.
Well, I also think that a lot of people think that there's only one set of issues that come into relationships, if that makes sense. You know, like a lot of people, they struggle because there's stress when it comes to finances, or, you know, there's stress when you add children and, you know, having babies is expensive. For you and I, even though we may not have that type of, you know, chaos in our relationship that adds pressure,
we have,
you know,
other things.
The time, I think you and I, we have to really sit down and make a huge effort to spend time together because you're always traveling.
Quality time.
Like quality time, right? Because we're together all the time. But, you know,
the thing is, you're running around. You're running from your shoots to
Neither of us have a 9-to-5 where you go to work and once you leave the office, it's done. You know, it's all day, every single day.
And I think that what we've learned continually learning is no matter how busy your life gets or how crazy it gets or how inundated you get, whether you're a school teacher where you come home and you have to, you know, make your kids dinner and then put them to bed, you still have to find time for your partner. And if you don't find that time for your partner and make sure that they're a priority, then the relationship can have strain on it. Whereas Lala and I think we always are fighting to make sure that, hey, you know what? Wednesday night, that's going to be date night. It doesn't matter what bullshit she has going on or what bullshit I have going on. We're going to carve that time out. And I think for us, that's kind of like what we have to do to make sure that we stay good.
Yeah. And I think us coming from very normal households, like you coming from Florida, I come from Utah. We grew up in families where it was very much like you sit down for dinner.
Right.
You bless the food. You like do your thing. That's very, well, I did at least, you know, like you don't get to turn the TV on during dinner. Yeah. Like very grounded.
Like but quality time. Like
exactly.
Moments where about, and I agree with you. I think we both were raised in households that our parents wanted us to say, okay, it's dinner time. Or my parents would always be like, you know what? My mom would say, you know, your father and I are going away for the weekend. We haven't been away with each other. And they would go away for a weekend, you know, once every couple months or, you know, eat just them, you know, and there's nothing wrong with that. There were a lot of family trips, you know, but there was also times where they needed time for themselves. And I respect that. And I think that, you know, parents, even though you're parents and we're parents together, you know, we still have to make time for each other and make sure that we know each other's a priority.
I could not have said it better myself.
And thank you for that session. So first of all, I just want to say, this is what I'm talking about, the questions. Can I tell you why I love questions?
Why?
Because I can see that your fans really want to know more about you. And that's why on our tour, I came up with a segment called Open Mic. That's where your fans get to come up, ask a question that you're not prepared for,
okay,
that you'll answer on the spot. And that's why I'm really excited about you going on the road, because I really, really think your fans are really hungry to have time with you, to hang out, to kick it, and just fuck with you.
I love that.
Serious.
Yes. Nothing is off limits.
I want it to be raw. I want it to be a raw tour. I don't want it to be polished. And so I just want it to be like you and your fans having like the coolest, most fun night.
Yes, I want people to come and have drinks and just like have the best night out ever, especially coming out of, you know, a worldwide pandemic. And I love the voicemail. So again, if you guys want to leave us questions or comments, you can contact us at 866-LALA-POD.
Also, I just want to tell everybody, I have a special, special thing on our podcast tonight. I want to tell everybody, okay, Lala doesn't even know what I'm about to say, but at 8:00 tonight, West Coast time, 11:00 East Coast time, we are going live on our Instagram. That means Lala's Instagram, because she has fans. 8:00 West Coast, 11:00 East Coast. We're going to pick one person randomly. That person that I pick, I'm going to offer, that I'm going to personally pay for, two tickets to any city of their choice to our live tour, plus round trip, airfare, and hotel. So be on our live tonight. It's happening. It's going down. Boom.
Oh my God, I'm so excited. I had no idea you were going to do that.
Yeah, you know what?
You're a giving man.
You know what? I think that your fans, some of them are in cities that they cannot get to in the first run of this tour, and I want to be able to give them that gift. I also want to tell all of your fans, because I've seen it a lot on the gram, people asking, are you coming to Las Vegas? Are you coming to here? Are you coming to all these great cities? This is just the first run. And after this next year, we are definitely going to have a longer run where Lala's going to hit a whole bunch of other cities. But this was, you know, the window that worked for this year. And so next year, we will be coming to all those other cities. But again, 8 p.m. tonight, West Coast, 11:00 East Coast, Instagram live. Go to Lala's Instagram tonight.
That's at Lala Kent, if you've been living under a rock and don't follow me. All right, you guys, thank you so much to tuning into another episode of Give Them Lala with Randall, and we will catch you next week.
Hi, Lala. Hi, Randall. It's Sierra calling all the way from Vancouver, BC. Just wanted to call and say that your guys' banter is something I look forward to every day. I listen to the podcast on repeat on my way to work, to and from school. It is constantly playing. My friends are even getting into it. I can even talk my boyfriend into listening to it. So I want to say thank you so much for starting this podcast. I feel like you guys are my friends, and it's so nice to see you both expressing yourselves in a different format outside of Sir. Love you both. Continue it on, please. Bye.
Thank you, my loves, to everyone who has already left us epic messages.
And keep them coming because we love hearing from you guys.
Call us anytime at 866-LALA-POD. That's 866-LALA-POD.
Yes, thank you for listening.
Welcome to Talkville,
the ultimate Smallville rewatch podcast. Guest star Sarah Carter as Alicia Baker. Although I didn't really work with her a lot. But Tom did, and they had some real big smoochy scenes.
Yeah. Should we talk about that?
Could there be any more sex? What was a three-page makeout scene that just kept going? Good Lord. We get it. They have chemistry.
Jump in now or catch up on any of the past seasons of Talkville on YouTube or wherever you listen.